Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Our very special guest this half hour is Senior Advisor for Communications at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, Colin Seeberger. We're talking about what Project 2025 and Donald Trump promise for each and every woman in this country and everybody who loves women. And that is a total invasion of your body and your life. An installation of a right-wing, extreme Christian nationalism that will further curtail women's rights and the rights of each and every one of you, whether you're a man or a woman, to plan your families in the way that you wish. And it will require monitoring of women at such a level that it literally turns the stomach. And let us not forget, this has always been the plan. This is Donald Trump's abortion ban. This is Donald Trump's vision for America. We need only listen to the tape. This is Donald Trump just a couple years ago with Chris Matthews talking about what should be done to women who get abortions in violation of a ban. Let's take a
do
listen.
You believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, it has to be some form.
10 years.
I don't know.
Maybe he should ask Miss Amari Marsh, who spent 22 days for having a miscarriage in the state of South Carolina and was threatened with life imprisonment. Maybe he should ask the Heritage Foundation, who authored Project 2025, which promises the tracking of women's pregnancies, making it illegal for women to cross state boundaries to obtain reproductive care, and who urge anti-abortion policies, quote, in every jurisdiction in America, and who say that the government should, quote, maintain a biblically based social science reinforced definition of marriage and family. It ain't childless cat ladies or dog ladies like me.
They're going to be reinstating the biblical definition of when life starts then? Because it's not conception.
Yeah.
It's first breath.
Yeah. Interesting. Wouldn't that be an actual biblical definition of life? Colin, this has been the plan all along. And this is but one element of this Republican, this Trump plan, this Heritage Foundation plan to really undo things like Medicare and Medicaid and to, frankly, make healthcare less affordable and less attainable for Americans.
That's totally right. I do have to just add one point. So last week, you know, Donald Trump has been trying to distance himself from this unpopular agenda. You know, I feel like every other day he picks a new position on abortion he tries to espouse, right? And you know, it was made painfully clear last week when Donald Trump, who says that he's been a leader on IVF, right, didn't lift a finger when Senate Republicans were called to question on whether they were going to support people having access to IVF. It came up for a vote last week. He didn't lift a finger.
Crickets.
To protect access to IVF. So don't call yourself a leader when you're responsible for throwing fertility care in this country into chaos. You don't lift a finger to get your allies on Capitol Hill to do anything to fix that chaos. It's just maddening. And, you know, you're exactly right. This is really part of a larger project on not just taking away people's rights and freedoms, but making it basically impossible to afford to get the health care that they need. You know, J.D. Vance talked last week about, former President Trump talked about concepts of a plan for healthcare in the debate, right? Well, J.D. Vance spelled it right out. And you know what it looks like? It looks exactly like what Donald Trump proposed.
Oh, boy. We're having some slight technological difficulties.
So we're going to get Colin back as soon as we can because I want to hear about what J.D. Vance had to say. But in the meanwhile, we don't need to ask J.D. Vance because Donald J. Trump has said what he will do with Medicare, and that is to unfund it. That's what Ron Johnson has said. Let's listen to Donald Trump on Medicare.
One last question.
Go ahead.
Entitlements ever be on your plate?
At some point, they will be. We have tremendous growth. We're going to have tremendous growth this next year. It'll be toward the end of the year. the growth is going to be incredible. And at the right time, we will take a look at that. You know, that's actually the easiest of all things, if you look.
Cutting Medicare is the easiest of all things.
If you don't cut something in entitlements, you'll never really deal with the debt.
Oh, we'll be cutting, but we're also going to have growth like you've never had before.
You changed your outlook on how to handle entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Mr. President. It seems like something has to be done, or else we're going to be stuck at 120% of debt to GDP forever.
So first of all, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting. And
so every time they say entitlements, what they mean is Medicare. And oh, we had Colin. Is he still there? Let's bring Colin back. We've got it. You were saying about what J.D. Vance made clear about the Trump Vance plan to gut healthcare and make it more expensive for every American.
Yeah, that's right. So really, what that plan looks like is exactly what Donald Trump actually tried to pass in his first term in office, which was, you know, taking healthcare away from tens of millions of Americans, making it more expensive for people with pre-existing conditions to be able to get that care. And he'd do so by basically pushing people into a separate risk pool that allows them to get charged thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars more. Say if they have diabetes, they're a pregnant person, they have cancer, all of those things that are more expensive, they want to be able to charge you more for it. You're protected under the law right now because of the Affordable Care Act.
Thanks so much. And they do want to get rid of the ACA. God bless John McCain for the thumbs down of historic proportion. That is Colin Seeberger, the Senior Advisor for Communications at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. The CAP will be back every Monday at 2:30. I'll be back after the top of the hour for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money here on the Civic Media Radio Network.